Now we come down to another word here. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. Now, we hear the instruction of wisdom. We've had that word. Justice is righteousness. And that means right behavior. I remember way back when I was in school, I had a sociology professor that always with a smirk would like to say, well, what is right? Well, I'll tell you what's right. I didn't know it then. But what God says is right. It's God that separates the light from the darkness, and God says it's good to do a little separating of light and darkness. Now, I can't make the sun come up, and I can't make it go down. Only God is running the universe. He makes light, He makes darkness. God is the one who makes right, and God makes the wrong. You say, well, is it right to do this? It's right if God says so. Somebody says, is this wrong? It's wrong if God says so. Right and wrong are not relative terms, except in the minds of the contemporary, I would say the contemporary average man believes that right and wrong is average. And that's one of the reasons that there's so much dishonesty today, gross immorality, because they say right and wrong are relative terms. God says they're not. They're just like light and darkness. Oh, these are wonderful words, justice and judgment. Now, that word judgment means that you and I make a judgment. I think it's the same as making a decision. In life today, the believer will come to a crossroad. And as we've said in teaching Philippians, however, in this course, we haven't yet come to Philippians, but in that epistle, Paul says you're to try the things that differ. Well, you get to a crossroads sometime. And which way are you to go? Should you go this way or that way? When I came to California, I had a call to the east. I had a call here to the west coast. And I honestly didn't know which way to go. And very frankly, had to go to the Lord, and I had to test out a few things. And when I made a test, I found out it was to come to California, and I thank God for it. May I say to you, we need to make decisions. You have to make decisions today as a child of God. Now, we come to another word here, an equity. Now, that refers to principles rather than to conduct. There are certain principles, and I don't think that the child of God's put under rules. I think we're under certain great principles today. And these are principles that should guide us. For instance, when we were studying Romans, you will recall I said there are three great principles. That we ought to have enthusiasm for what we do. I tell you, there's too much Christian conduct today that's done like walking on eggshells. I don't know whether I should do this or not. Well, my friend, I'll tell you this, and I don't care what it is. This is a principle. If you can't enter into it enthusiastically, you ought not to do it. A child of God ought to live it up, friends. Whatever we do, we ought to do with enthusiasm. We ought to be fully persuaded, Paul says. And then we're also told that we ought not to, after we've done it, have a compunction of conscience. Happy is the man that his conscience doesn't condemn him in the things which he allows, you see. That is something today that a great many folk, my, they say, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. Well, you don't have to ask me. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he allows. That's a principle. That's not a rule. It's a principle. You put that down on anything. And if you can look back on what you did yesterday and say, hallelujah, it was a great day for me. I don't know what you did, but it was all right. That's the principle, you see. And then there's another great principle. We ought to bear each other's infirmities, not please ourselves. And therefore, we ought to recognize, is this thing I'm doing, does it offend my neighbor? Does it offend my brother? These are great principles of conduct, friends, that should guide the believer. I spent a lot of time here.